7:30, meteorologist Ed Kieser will be here with a look at in-depth weather. He says mostly sunny today, 63 should be the high. It's 44 degrees right now with AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Four people have died after a medical helicopter crashed in the Chicago suburb of Aurora overnight. The helicopter was headed for Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago when it went down in a field near a residential area. Police in Aurora say the aircraft was engulfed in flames. The victims include three crew members and a 13-month-old girl who was suffering from seizures. There's no word yet on the cause of the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is on the scene. The helicopter belonged to Air Angels, an emergency medical transport service. The court dispute continues over efforts to create a new ballot language for a referendum calling for an Illinois constitutional convention. A state appellate panel heard arguments yesterday that pitted the need to repair a misleading ballot against election officials' arguments there is not time to get a new ballot ready in time for Election Day. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says the panel ruled that the Illinois Supreme Court must decide the case, but an Associated Press report says an appellate ruling is still pending. Quinn and others had originally appealed to the state Supreme Court, which sent the issue back to the appellate level. Supporters of a constitutional convention say a circuit judge's order to print up notices telling voters to disregard the misleading ballot language doesn't go far enough. Quinn says entirely new ballots with the correct language are needed, and it's not too late to make the change.
Probably more people are going to vote in this election in Illinois than any other time in our state history. It's a presidential year. It's a big election there. But to vote on a constitutional convention, that's a big responsibility, and it should not be tainted by monkey business on the part of insiders who are trying to scuttle the referendum in an unfair way.
Quinn spoke at the U of I campus yesterday as part of a debate on the Constitutional Convention referendum. The original ballot language quoted an obsolete state statute which said not voting on the referendum was equivalent to a no vote. Referendum supporters say that's not true. Wrongfully convicted inmates in Illinois now have a way to get around the governor to receive compensation from the state. Robert Wildebor has more.
Wrongfully convicted people in Illinois are entitled to compensation for the time they spent behind bars, but they don't get that money the day they walk out of jail. They first have to get a pardon from the governor, and under Rod Blagojevich, that process has sometimes taken years. But a new law changes that to get around the governor. Karen Daniels represents people wrongfully convicted. She says the new law allows judges to issue, quote, certificates of innocence at the end of exoneration proceedings.
So that judge is already familiar with the case and is poised to act instantly, whereas seemingly the governor and his staff are not familiar with the cases and are taking years to get to them.
Daniels says former inmates can now get a certificate of innocence instead of a gubernatorial pardon and get their money more quickly. The governor actually vetoed this new law, but legislators overrode that veto last month. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Urbana city officials think downtown is ripe for growth, and they want to make sure cars have a place to park when that growth happens. City leaders have the results of a study on parking after concerns that high-demand areas of downtown have relatively few parking places. Patrick Pioletti of the city's Public Works Department says Urbana's problems with parking aren't much different from Champaign or many other cities its size. Available spaces aren't necessarily close to where people want to park.
That core area of downtown where we need short-term customer spaces, where we're a little lax, and the periphery, Lincoln Square showed a surplus in the lots around Lincoln Square, as well as a couple of lots on the north side of downtown.
Pioletti says the study recommends more angle parking instead of parallel parking, signage changes, and a bit more leniency for parking violators as long as they're not repeat offenders. He says it also estimates the cost of a new parking deck at $9 million, something Urbana may not be able to afford for a while. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
And right now is the time to call 217-244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org to support public radio news from NPR and AM 580. Your contributions enable NPR and AM 580 to be there when important news breaks, and WILL relies on you to keep the news on the air. This is the only hour that we'll ask you to contribute today. Pledges will be doubled thanks to $40,000 in matching funds from devoted listeners. Call right now, 217-244-9455, or log on to willpledge.org. I'm Jay Pierce, and joining me in the studio this morning is Les Schulte.
Yeah, Jay, and we're getting down to it. With 25 minutes left in the hour, we are just a little over $51,000 on our way to that record $80,000 raised in 1 hour. That's enough to pay for more than 3 months of Morning Edition. In fact, all of the NPR programming's on AM 580 for those 3 months. Our total NPR bill for the year is $143,000. Some people this morning, they are pledging $50 a year, and some are pledging $100 a year. Some are more, and all of those are being matched this hour. Call 217-244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org.
NPR and AM 580 make a significant investment in providing you with the most complete, comprehensive picture of your world available. Not just the headlines, in-depth coverage of what important issues that are in your life. And we all come together to make public radio news happen. We're asking 300 of you to come together this hour to pay for 3 months of news and information programming, so we hope you'll join Chris Ruertz of Champaign and Rochelle Wright of Urbana in calling 217-244-9455 or logging on to willpledge.org. Remember, this is the only hour that we'll be